Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18+, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply. The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds, we set them. Form guides, we've got them. Expert opinions, we share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18+, begambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Game Day podcasts from Talk Sport. Subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Game Day. The Appendix.
Welcome along to The Appendix with me, Danny Kelly, Sean Derry and Tom Rennie. You know how this works. A game day, the record book is a great podcast, but we can't get everything we want to, all the little bits of gritty stories, into the main podcast. The Appendix is our chance to fire them all into a massive pile. Myself and Tom have got several stories we want to bring your attention to, and Sean Derry, who's come up with no stories, will respond to them. Now, you've been building up... Are you going to do your big one first, Tom? Are you going to say...
I've got to show you my big one, because... Because as soon as I saw this in the paper 2 or 3 days ago, I thought I've got to bring this up with Danny when we record the programme. FIFA could replace linesmen with VAR as pro technology president Gianni Infantino introduces a new department at FIFA in a bid to increase technology's influence in football. And the linesman's role has been identified as a potential area where we can get rid of people and bring in robots.
And you know that has been my long-term
policy.
This
is your thing.
For the last 10 years, I have worked and chiselled and demanded and screamed till I'm blue in the face, get rid of these people and their human frailties, drones for referees, and some kind of, like in greyhound racing, when their hair goes up and down a rail. Some kind of linesman on a rail. I'm looking for a lines person. I'm not biased about what kind of robot we have, but let's do that. I'm very happy with that.
Can I extend that?
Yes.
Please, can that be in League One and League Two as well?
Oh, we can't afford robots there. You get a tractor.
No.
Get a bloke on a tractor with binoculars in League One and Two.
Having worked in League One and League Two, please, I would love to see a robot going up and down that
touchline. Is the officials terrible?
They are so bad. It is absolutely incredible. So bad.
I'm glad to hear that.
But in the Premier League, you'd get like the Terminator, or you'd get the cool robot in WALL-E. Not WALL-E, the other one, the kind of one that absorbs the plant. That one. She got a name. I think she has. I can't remember it. But what you'll get is like Johnny Five, and you need to oil the tracks as he goes, and it'll be like the striker is offside.
Bigly, 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 etc. Let me tell you about one of the most beautiful things happened this weekend. The very, 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 very early rounds of the FA Cup happened. Absolutely. It gets earlier and earlier and earlier as more teams reach the standard which allows you to enter. There was a game which finished FC Romania 3, Ware 3. So there's going to be a replay in that game. And I wanted to draw your attention to FC Romania. They were started in 2006 as a Sunday, literally a Sunday morning pub team, 2006, by a man called Ion Vintila. The team is so called because it was made up almost entirely of Romanian immigrants into this country.
Right.
They have won league after league after league after league in the remaining 13 years. They now find themselves in the Isthmian League, South Central Division, and qualified to play in the FA Cup qualifying rounds. 3-3 draw with Ware, but just, as I say, 13 years after being a pub team, having a kickabout in Romanian. So love them.
Absolutely.
Also, well done to Jamie Hamilton. Got sent off this weekend against Motherwell, playing for
Hamilton. It's got to be, hasn't it, surely?
He's the first, surely, one of the first footballers with the same name as his club to get sent off. Now, you could play for Derry in the League of Ireland.
Time, Danny,
and you're almost certain to get
that
sent
I'm
off. Jamie Hamilton, sent off in a 3-1 defeat to Motherwell. One more from you, please.
I'm sure we're all been watching the career of Lee Catamol.
The master.
Well, did you see that Lee Catamol has finally left Sunderland and he has joined VVV Venlo?
Yes.
And in his very first game in the Eredivisie, his very first tackle, would you believe, was a foul. And in that very first tackle, which was his very first foul, he got his very first yellow card.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Catamol carrying
Lee
on.
Lee Catamol has been in Holland for 20 minutes and is already yellow carded.
One guarantee when you play against Lee Catamol is that either I was going to get booked or he was going to get booked.
Were you a better player than Lee?
No, I've got to say, Lee.
He was really good when he was 20
or so. I think
he's
a good player.
When he was next to Mark Noble for the under 21s.
Let me just give you a story from those of you who know me know that I've now live in the Republic of Ireland, where professional football is a farce. The games are poorly attended and there's an awful lot of stuff that goes on. This week, the Irish press have come up with a fantastic thing. The league champions in Ireland get the princely sum for winning the title of £110,000. Bear that figure in mind when I tell you what's next. Meanwhile, the football authorities in Ireland have seen fit to take on a consultant to tell them how to organise a charity walk. Johnny Giles Foundation, and a guy was employed to see how we can raise money for some foundation to do something or other very good. And what he came up with is people could walk and people could sponsor them. So he reinvented the charity walk. So, champions in the League of Ireland, £110,000. Man who tells them, do a charity walk, £300,000. £300,000 for the work. Well done, sir. Nice work if you can get it. Have you got any more?
I've got so many more.
Give me another one.
So, I'm sure many of you were watching the Arsenal-Liverpool game on Saturday, but you may not have seen a man in the front row wearing the bruised banana shirt, which Arsenal have this season. Fantastic shirt. But, of course, they have signed David Luiz, and they already have Matteo Guendouzi. Did you see that he had Guendo Luiz on his back,
I saw this,
coupled up with Air Force One as the number?
That's why I'm
Is that cool or is that awful?
It's awful.
Do you want to hug him or punch him? I don't know how to feel about it, because it really made me laugh.
Don't forget, I grew up in the 70s. Enough punching at football grounds, thank
Very
you.
True.
But I'll leave that to Sean Derry. That shouldn't be happening on
Whenever
on
he
the
sees Catamol, run away.
Disappointed letting Elneny go, because he could have made a third person for
that. Would have been fantastic.
For the hair bear bunch, wouldn't he?
Should have been there. But it really made me laugh. I admire it, because that shirt would have cost about 70 quid. The printing's another 25. So that's £100 worth for one gag.
Now, this next one is, since we were talking about hair, I mean, am I the only person who've noticed this? I can't be, because this boy is in the England squad, so he's under tremendous scrutiny. What is going on with James Maddison's parting? Now, look, none of us in this room can talk too much about hair.
A savage parting.
But James Maddison's parting. I've seen narrower cycle tracks. It's obviously deliberate. I mean, he's got loads of hair, but he's got this kind of superhighway down the side of his head. Now, watch out. The next time you watch him, a parting used to be just the hair splitting apart. Then we saw Aaron Lennon bringing in a kind of shaved parting, which was about, I suppose, a millimetre wide. And he had him in his eyebrows as well, didn't he? But James Maddison has decided, no, I'm going to allow light aircraft to land on my head.
There's some weird hair going on these days. Kieran Trippier's fringe was decided by a chemical spillage. You know, that's bizarre. That makes no sense to me. And what about Scott McTominay, who looks a little bit like it's 1992, but no one's invented hair gel yet?
We did also witness the shenanigans going up in Newcastle with, they seem to have just found dye at Newcastle. I think four of their players...
With the little on the top.
Yeah. I'd like a white dye. Just that must have just come up north.
I would like to pretend, and I'd love to go into a kind of old man rant about, well, if they've got enough time to be having their hair done, then surely they've got enough time to practice taking corners so they can beat the first man on the near post. But this has gone on since time immemorial. I remember... speaking to Les Ferdinand, who you all know as well, about the goings-on. Yeah, of course, played for all of our clubs. That's very nice. About the goings-on at Spurs when he signed for Spurs. And he revealed to me that the training sessions were, how can I put it, lax is the word I'd use, or lax, somewhere between non-existent and lax. And one of the absolutely obvious reasons for this was the manager, Terry Venables, used to go and have his hair cut at midday every single day. The manager would have his hair cut every single day at midday. I presume he's up to something else, something nefarious. Absolutely. But that's what he told the players.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Has there
some
ever
of
been
these
a...
old these old stories, you know, these are just the best. These
it's like that one. There was one recently that Harry Redknapp told about, like, West Ham were playing Man United at Old Trafford and they're about to walk out and he was like, "Harry, come in here." This is Alex Ferguson. I've done it Cockney for some reason. I won't do the accent.
Yeah.
And he says, "Harry, come in here, come in here." He's like, "What? We're about to walk out." And he's like, "No, no, I've got a race on at the 2:55, and he's got the racing post out, and they're in there watching the race. Well, the two teams are walking out."
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I love all that.
And, of course, in the old days at Queen's Park Rangers, South Africa Road, not Loftus Road, South Africa Road, there was a betting shop directly opposite the football ground, and the man around the betting shop, of course, Stan Bowles in the team at the time, the legendary Stan Bowles, very keen, but it wasn't him who brought the bets. The bets for the players were brought 3:05 by Don Givens, the Republic of Ireland striker. And he said, "I always knew because they had a lino floor, clack, 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 studs on a lino floor." Oh, my God. He moved the people out of the queue because he knew that Don had to kick off in 4 minutes' time, but he'd come with the bets.
Well, Danny, I played for Portsmouth away at Blackburn, and Steve Claridge was our temporary manager because Pulis had been sacked, so he picked himself to play in this game. And at half time we was waiting for our manager to come and give the half time team talk, and he was watching the bets come in at half time. Seriously, we couldn't believe it.
And he also told me that Martin O'Neill pulled him right up when he was managing him at Leicester, because Claridge, being Steve, had a rickety old car. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't want to see your footballers driving around in Ferraris necessarily. But Martin O'Neill said, "What are you going to do about your car?" And he said, "What do you mean? It's none of your business." And he said, "But your car is full of rolled up copies of the Racing Post and McDonald's cartons." I mean, the car was absolutely full of them.
Oh, unbelievable. He had a Porsche one day and he had a brown Cavalier the next.
And finally, we turn once again to Les Ferdinand. If you want to know how lax Spurs training was at that time, he also told me that he joined, of course, from Newcastle late in the transfer window. It's a lovely sort of August as they're getting into the training. The old Spurs training ground used to have a mound of grass in it. And he said he came out, he said, "I was all ready to go, just a singlet and shorts on. It's a very hot day." And Justin Edinburgh, the late lamented Justin Edinburgh, and Dean Austin, Spurs fullbacks at the time, were lying on the grass mound, stripped to just their shorts with sunglasses on. And Les said, "Morning, chaps. I've come to play and score goals for Tottenham Hotspur. What time does training start?" And Justin said, "Start 20 minutes ago, Les." And that, my friends, is the appendix. Don't forget as well the Game Day, the Record Book podcast with Tom, Sean and myself. We love your support and we'll do our best to bring you more of that quality of stuff every week.